Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
The wait is over. The Chi returns with new episodes on Paramount Plus.
What brings you to the show?
Opportunity.
Everybody get down! Walk right up to
the sun. A new rain is coming to the South Side.
Never should have sent a boy to do a woman's job.
The Chi. New episodes May 10th. Visit ParamountPlus.com/The Chi to get a 50% discount off the Paramount Plus with Showtime annual plan. Offer ends July 14th. Subscription auto renews. Restrictions apply.
Ladies and gents, you guys know what time it is. Yes, sir. We done brought the show on the road, all things covered, coming to you live from Phoenix, home site of Super Bowl 57, as you see right there on your profile. But this is a special show. When you talk about greatness, when you talk about giving flowers, this is what we will be doing here today. Deion Sanders, a.k.a. Coach Prime, two-time Super Bowl champion, Pro Football Hall of Famer. You know your accolades is longer than
keep going. I got time.
It's a lot I can talk about.
Got time today.
But we're going to wait. The GOAT of all GOATs is here joining us right now on behalf of Oikos. Man, thank you for joining us, Coach Prime. How you doing? How you feeling?
You guys have been killing it. You guys have been doing a wonderful job. I mean, with just the content and joking and making it fun. I've been watching you, and I appreciate that. I appreciate that. I'm glad to be here, too.
No question. It's freezing. I know it's a little chilly.
Am I in Colorado or Arizona? Which one?
You're a little bit of both right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, that's right.
You're a little bit of both right now. But talking about, you know, with your background, of course, all three of us up here play the cornerback position. But
at a high level. We ain't just playing.
No question. Okay. No question.
We just playing.
And of course, we got our Florida State ties.
That's right.
You know what I mean? But you and Pat P got a lot of similarities when you talk about being highly drafted, being the fifth pick overall, winning the Jim Thorpe Award. Mm-hmm. You know, talk about the similarities and things that you saw from Pat P early in his career.
I saw a dog, man. I saw a guy that just didn't want to come into the NFL and perform. That he wanted to take the NFL, like go take it, and he did. To come right out the womb and go to the Pro Bowl day one. I mean, that kind of stuff is unheard of. You see it more often, but back in my day, that wasn't happening.
Yeah.
And he came and just took the game, and just the versatility. A lot of people forgot that what his return ability was when he got the ball and running back punts. I'm like, Where has that been? Why did you stop?
Thank you, Coach. I used to ask him that all the time. What are we doing?
Well, first and foremost, Coach, you already know I looked up to you since I was a kid, and when we had the opportunity to hang out during the draft, I always wanted to be like you. And when I came into the league, rock number 21, and like Max said, we had a ton of similarities, and you was a trendsetter. And you set the bar very high, and it's going to be a bar that's going to be very, very hard to touch. But it's an honor to have you here, Coach. And I want to talk about Lawrence Taylor all-time defensive list.
How you feel?
I'm not going to agree with it.
Not at all.
But how's your top five defensive list looking?
You know, he had you at 4.
I don't know what's wrong with him. First of all, I'm 1. Let's just get that straight. I don't really do that. I don't really rank guys. I don't really like that kind of stuff because the eras are so different.
Right.
But long as there's consistency with some of the top 4 or 5, mm-hmm. I'm good with it.
Right.
Because it's some guys like Aaron Donald is unbelievable, man. Right. Like, it's hard, but he's not finished.
Right.
So it's hard to rank somebody that's unfinished. Shoot, it was Mel Blount changed the game, Like, it was so many guys that you could talk about, and I don't even get into it, but until it involves me. I don't get into it until it involves me. I didn't like the placement. I love LT, but I didn't like the placement.
No question.
But everybody that was on that list had some formularity of changing the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm pleased with it.
And one thing about the game of football in regards to cornerback play, a lot of people might not know this, but they didn't start tracking PBUs until 1999.
You joking?
Yes. A lot of people didn't know that. But, Coach, in regards to when you play the game, you're only credited for just 25 PBUs in your career.
We didn't want no PBUs because it was some INT.
Exactly.
I wasn't going for no PBU. What is a PBU?
Let's do this hypothetical, Coach. If they were tracking PBUs along with interceptions.
I don't want no PBU.
You want a number to win the ball.
I don't do no PBU.
That's
if I could get to it, I could get it.
Right. Yes, sir.
All right? So it wasn't none of that. What they should track is missed opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
I can only count two missed opportunities.
In your whole career?
Two balls that I should have had.
Do you remember a game? Do you remember the game against quarterback?
Yeah. I remember I went in Atlanta over Jerry's shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that ball got through my arms. Jerry caught it. It was a deep ball.
The post?
It wasn't a touchdown. There's a nine.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how that happened. And another one, I was playing against Arizona in Dallas. The guy ran like a whip. Quarterback threw the ball and hit me right in the hands.
And you dropped it.
That don't
only
happen.
Two balls in my career that I dropped.
Wow.
Wow.
I remember those like it was yesterday. That's what I missed.
That's what
And I remember that, but I missed those. They should track missed opportunities.
And you still remember that to this day. That's why you're great,
Coach. It makes me mad. It makes me upset. I mean,
still.
That's all great DB's trick. I mean, we remember everything, especially on the football field.
That's right. That's right.
And you talked about Jerry missing that opportunity on Jerry. Who was one of your best teammates? Because you had an opportunity to play with
a lot of greats.
I had a lot of
a ton of Hall of Famers.
I had a lot of them. Nate Newton is one of my best because we're still tight today. Darn it, there's so many because I played for several teams.
Yeah.
It's so many. It's hard to rattle them off, but Nate Newton is up there. And I was always and I got down with everybody, not just the high salary guys, but the guys that just on special teams, the guys that was just the specialists, the kickers and all that. So I touched everybody in that locker room, and I like I had relationships with the whole entire locker room, especially equipment man, the trainers, and so forth.
And speaking of different teams, like how was it for you? Obviously, I know your goal was to win a championship on every team you went on, and you talk about your great teammates. But what was your goal when you went to these different teams, despite trying to win a championship?
I was leveling up.
Yeah.
Every time I moved, it was leveling up. It was trying to not only be dominant, I was going to be dominant, but to level up. You know, I went from Atlanta to San Fran because I wanted the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And they never offered me in San Fran, so I went to Dallas to make sure we won a Super Bowl.
And you did that.
Yeah, it was just everything was just upping the ante and leveling up.
Yeah. And talking about
different challenges.
Yeah.
Coach, leveling up, you just leveled up as a coach on the sideline with the Colorado Buffaloes. Tell us about that experience. And, oh, by the way, you a Florida boy. You know, we all Florida boys up here.
I'm at them Florida boys
right
now.
We see that. See that,
I'm going to have 20 on the roster, believe that, some form of fashion.
And we're seeing what you're doing, but tell us about that transition, being able to get these kids from the South, you know, to see something different and making them feel comfortable to be able to go to university with you.
This is a great question.
And be coached by you and your staff.
It's a great question. Guys from the South like us, we didn't have the financial means to travel.
Right.
We never traveled. So the farthest we went was Georgia.
Yeah.
So we're not seasoned on the other side of the country.
Right.
We never fathomed it. It was our thing. And we always thought it was too cold. You know, I didn't even own a jacket in high school. I remember going to visit the University of Georgia with no socks, no jacket, and that curl was wet, you know. So I didn't fathom that. But I'm just trying to introduce these young men to the other side of the country that they never thought about.
Right.
And when you get out there, you start saying, oh, my God, you got mountains with snow on it, and it's not even cold, because when it's really snowing, it can't be so cold.
Right. You know, exactly. A lot of people don't know that.
I had to investigate that. But it's really not that cold. Like 30 in Boulder is like hoodie weather
right
to us.
It's perfect.
Like, we so used to it, and it's not cold, it's not a wind. And once I get these Florida guys over that hump and they see it, and the summers are unbelievable in Boulder.
Oh yeah.
Oh my God.
Colorado.
Yeah, I went skiing for my first, not skiing, I can't ski, but
snowmobiling.
Yeah, snowmobile for the first time in my life. I've never been around that much snow. I played 14 years in the league and never had a snow game.
Really?
Never.
Wow. Shoot.
Never been in a snow
Pittsburgh,
game.
We had quite a few.
God, you've been good to me. You've been good, God.
No question.
Yeah.
And speaking of your transition, I want to speak about the transition from Jackson State to Colorado.
Yeah.
Going from a HBCU to a Power 5, how has that transition been?
It's night and day. You know, I have to watch my words because they get sensitive. Anything I say, anything I'm talking about them, I'm not even talking about them. It's night and day. It's a tremendous opportunity, especially for several coaches that probably wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to elevate like we did, and coaches that are really understanding the game at a whole nother level when they sit in the meetings. And, you know, Coach Kelly, that was the co-defensive coordinator at Alabama, is the DC, just seeing Coach Vincent Dancy, who was at Mississippi Valley, sitting in the meeting right beside him, learning this game at a high level because he was the head coach, but he's a defensive guy. Seeing that every day just makes me feel joyous, joyful. I mean, because that wouldn't have never happened. Seeing some of our African-American trainers in there, our three girls, matter of fact, young ladies that are in there doing their thing. It's unbelievable. And the support staff and so many of the coaches, it's a blessing, man. I'm happy. I'm proud. I'm enthused. And I'm anticipating some wonderful things. I can't wait. No
question. And I know you're not done coaching. Obviously, you want to continue to, you know, build your resume. But did you accomplish your goal at Jackson State?
Yeah.
I agree. And then some.
And then some. I think we exceeded any expectations. We exceeded any thought processes of even getting the job. We took it to a whole nother level. And we gave them the blueprint.
Yeah, I agree.
I sat down and gave them the blueprint even before I departed. Just do this, 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 this. Here goes a book right here. Just keep this going. It's going to be a little shaky because of the resources and the relationships that they, you know, some of those go with me, but I'm leaving some of those here. But we did some wonderful things. And we gave, we opened up the doors for many people to even fathom going to HBCU. At first, no one was even thinking about it. I remember my son said, we're here because we chose to be here, not because we had to come here. And they took offense to that. But he was telling the truth.
No question.
Now you got guys coming because it's their choice, not because they have to, because they have no other options. And that's a beautiful thing.
No question. Coach, before we let you go, on February 12th, 2023, viewers can tune into Fox Sports app and the Fox Now app to see a spot with Deion as we run it both pregame and in-game. Fans can also view the ad across Oiko's social media on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Hilarious.
What did it mean to partner?
It's hilarious.
With Oiko's
all, this is my second
to get the family involved.
Second year now, and they wanted the whole family. Last time was Shador and my mama. And my mama crazy. But now my sister, my daughter, Shiloh, we got a whole family in one commercial at the Super Bowl. Whole African American family, by the way. Let's get that straight. It's a beautiful thing, and I'm thankful for Oiko's that they understood that. I'm a family-oriented guy, and I believe in unity, and I'm trying to bridge all ethnicities together and to have a product immerse as that bridge for us is unbelievable.
No question.
Because we truly enjoy it.
Yeah, can't wait. We can't wait to check it out. We're going to make sure we support it.
I can't wait to see it.
We know we're going to enjoy it. But thank you, Coach Prime, for joining us here. All things covered.
Y'all got to get my kids on, too.
And we can, hey, we can get them on. We come on, Junior. But thank you for joining us, man. Listen, all things covered. Coach Prime, the GOAT, the greatest to ever do it in the secondary. Pro Football Hall of Famer, two-time Super Bowl champion, new head coach by the Colorado Buffaloes. Pac-12, better be on alert. They coming.
Survivor 46 is here, and so is On Fire, the only official Survivor podcast, and we have a twist this season. The winner of Survivor 45, Dee Valladares, will be joining us every week.
We're going behind the scenes of the biggest moments, the how and the why things happen, and the strategy and analysis you can only get from someone like me, a Survivor winner.
Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast, wherever you get your podcasts.